Everybody, Coach Camp coming to you, and today I have a very special message. As you can see, I have a few friends with me here today, and we have the fire chief that's also here. The mayor and the police chief wanted to be here, but they're both out of town. But the reason we've all gathered here today is because we actually want to deliver a message to you guys. If there's one thing that I am 100% certain of, it is DeSoto Countyans. They will go to bat for people. They will step up whenever there are needs, and they will deliver. I have no doubt about it, which is why Derek and I have decided that we wanted to put something out to try to get everybody involved and let you guys know what the needs are. So the main guest today is Miss Ann Lunsford, and she runs a very, very important organization called Precious in Pink Ministries, and it's all about helping women that come out of jail and prison be able to get reestablished and go back into society and be successful. And she's been doing this for years and years, and just recently she suffered a devastating loss when the house that housed 15 ladies burned down and they lost pretty much everything. Since then, there have been a lot of donations, but there are still needs, special needs, particular needs, and that's kind of why I wanted to bring them in and kind of deliver that message. So Miss Ann, Stacy, and what was your name again?
Corey.
Corey, thank you all for coming in. So Miss Ann, at this point where you guys are, and I know that you had a lot of support from citizens, obviously donating clothes to other household items. What are some of your most immediate needs where we are right now?
Probably toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Look, during COVID, you couldn't find that
you
stuff.
Couldn't find it.
These kids that were rolling trees, I don't know where they got the money for it, but yeah. So
there's tangible
just
things
basic
like that.
Needs like
basic
that, right?
Needs, you know, shampoo.
Miss, she also provides our medication.
Yeah.
We have an amputee there that needs another leg. So there's stuff that you would never even think about.
Mm-hmm.
And some things we don't know. So financially, it would help her. For things like that that come up, that, you know, people that have medical issues while they're there, and it just happens, you know, they fall, or, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. And so those are things that arise, and, you know, so financially, definitely, Miss Annie's.
So one of the things that Miss Ann and I had spoken about was that your insurance was a commercial insurance. And so because it was a commercial insurance, the thing that stands out about that is if this was a homeowner's, then your insurance would pay to put you guys up while they built the house. But because it was commercial, it is the responsibility of you guys to go find a place to stay. And I understand that you just found a place in Tate County where you're going to be able to rent for the moment. But let's just say what we need here. Mm-hmm. DeSoto County. She really needs to be in DeSoto County because a lot of the ladies that come to you, they have to go to drug court and that, and it needs to be in staying in DeSoto County. For the moment, they're going to work with you, but I think that's one of the big needs, too. If somebody knows a place that is affordable, that is not easy in Hernando, it's no secret that it's expensive out here. I know housing is a big part of this, and then obviously there's going to be those needs, like your perishables that you're going to need, too. So just not just like medicines or toilet paper and shampoo, but then food items, because you feed folks too, right? You know, do all this stuff, right?
I lost thousands of dollars worth of food.
Wow. So here's how people can help. So this is the part I really want y'all to catch. There's a GoFundMe set up, and we're going to have that posted on our link, and we're going to be sharing that, of course. But in addition to that, if you guys wanted to give gift cards, you can go to the Hernando City Hall. Mayor Chip Johnson has given the green light. You guys can drop those off there. And so where would they take these items if they had some tangible items, some things that they wanted to actually physically donate?
They can contact me, and I would like to think that Mayor Johnson would let us pick things up there. He has in the past, which is kind of a central location.
I did speak with him, and he was adamant about whatever your needs are. He's all in to try to help you out. Precious in Pink Ministries, you can find them on Facebook as well. And like I said, we're going to have all this information, and Miss Ann will put your phone number on the link at the time that we put that stuff up. Is there anything else you would like to leave the audience with at this point?
I just really want to thank the fire department and Mayor Johnson for all the support and the help, and Hernando Baptist pastor and his wife stayed with us that whole day, made sure we were fed and taken care of. And the Hernando Police Department was very good to us. And I just appreciate everything that everybody's done for us over the last few weeks.
You want to talk a little bit about what your organization does, when it got started, something like that?
It started about 15 years ago when I had started going to the jail to do Bible studies with the ladies and realized that some of them would get out and then a few weeks later they'd be right back in there and they had nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And so my husband and I talked about it and he told me one morning, he said, if one of them needs a place to go, just bring her home with you. And so I did. And
that's how it all started.
That's how it all started.
And what, do you remember the year that was?
I think it was in 2008.
2008. Since then, it's just been growing.
Growing.
Growing and growing. And so at this point in time, how many would you say, how many ladies would you say you've impacted to be able to come through the house? Just a random guess.
Maybe close to 1,000.
Wow. Wow. That is super impactful. And the one thing that you're mentioning that I think that people need to understand is whenever you have been put away for a while, and you come back out to society, you, anyone out there listening to this, you can understand times change all the time. Every day, every week, there are things that are coming in to society that we're just not ready for. And if you've been put away for a little while and you come back out, how are you supposed to get your stuff together? Some of the needs that I remember you talking about was like just small things like finding shot records, finding your social security number, because not everybody has access to these things. And you help them not just get established with jobs, but then get put back out into society where they're on a path to be successful. Mr. Stacy Dodd, I know that you run several organizations. You're a part of the Hope Center. You are a part of Vertava Health. And I know that you have had a long-standing relationship with Ms. Ann. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So with my role at, which is now Bradford Health, it's changing from Vertava Health to Bradford Health, and Celebrate Recovery also inside and in jails and prisons and also local church ministries, I deal with hundreds of people every month in recovery, at all stages of recovery. Also in the jail, I deal with people all the time that are getting out and have nowhere to go. So a lot of times people just need somewhere to go and somewhere to believe in and a strong accountability structure, and she offers that. I mean, she has a strong accountability structure. She gives them way more than just a place to stay, and our community needs that. Our community needs more and more of that. And I've been watching what she does. I admire her with all I am, and I've been watching what she does. My wife and I, my wife is involved also. She helps volunteer down there when she can, and she loves Miss Ann a whole lot. And we just believe in what she does, but we also get to watch it work. I mean, I get to watch it work. I had some of her and a few people come up and tour our facility, our Bradford facility in South Haven recently. And it's just an amazing thing of the transformation that goes from someone that thinks it's over and doesn't see any hope to actually get to come in, and she treats them like they're her own child. Mm-hmm. And it works. It actually works, and we need more. And we definitely need her, but we need more of what she does.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that I have seen, just from being a mentor myself, working with the Hope Center and that, is that some kids come into these things, and they just need somebody to believe in them. You know, and the tools are there. I don't think that's different when you become an adult. When you have someone that believes in you, wants to see you succeed, that gives you the courage to face the next day and believe in yourself. And confidence is everything, right? And so tell me a little bit about your story, because I know that you are involved with Miss Ann.
I've been married for 30 years, and we've been in addiction, out of addiction, in addiction. And I was in jail, and I got the option to do drug court, but I live in Tennessee, so that was not going to be an option for me had I not had a Mississippi address. Going home is not an option, and if it wasn't for Miss Ann, I would probably be in prison. And I was separated from my children for a year before that, and because of Miss Ann, me and my kids are reconciled. And I'm learning who I am and that I am worth it and I do have a future. And sorry.
It's okay. In the end, what you're saying is Miss Ann's organization and the people that work there, they matter. They're having an impact. They're having an impact that goes way
deeper. And the greatest thing, I'm sorry, the greatest
you're
thing
okay.
is she doesn't make you leave.
Once you're a part of the family, what I remember her saying was, once you're part of the family, you're always a part of the family.
Yeah, and it's not like you have to go. I mean, when you start making steps to go back out, she wants you to be fines. Like, I'm on drug court, and so it's a 3-year program. And, you know, as long as I need to be there and I'm doing the right things, then you can stay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. So, hey, jump in. Let's go, guys. DeSoto County, let's step up. It's a great organization. It's meaningful. It's impactful to our communities. And I know that you guys are going to do that. If you have questions, you can always reach out to me personally, Coach Camp. You can also reach out to Derek Mishu at SRP Studios. And obviously, you can contact Ms. Ann Lunsford directly. And Stacy, you're connected everywhere, so they can reach out to you as well if
anytime,
they need to get to it.
Anytime on social media, Facebook, direct message, anytime.
All right. Hey, come on, guys. Let's go. Let's make this thing happen. Coach Camp.